When Koi and Meng arrive on foot 2 hours later, they tell our story, and Aunt Kyung cries when she hears what has happened to us. They want the two of them to tell them over and over again about all that has happened. At Krang Truop, Uncle Liang's family is considered to be a base family because they have lived in the same village since the pre-revolutionary days. As my family talks about the war, I pretend to have no memory of it. They do not ask me about my experiences. In our culture, it is enough that the oldest child relates the family's story. Children are not asked for opinions, feelings, or what they individually endure. I do not volunteer information about my indoctrination as a soldier, escape from being raped, or how I lost 3 days of my life when I found out about Ma. For a long time, I needed to hold on to the memories because they made me angry. My rage made me strong and resilient. Now, however, enclosing the memories in my heart and mind is unendurable. Often I walk away from their chatter, but sometimes I just sit quietly and listen. Through their conversations, I learn that Bot Dang, my uncle's village in the Kompong Spu province, was liberated by the Yuans weeks before Porsat province. Furthermore, the Khmer Rouge cadres were different in every province. In the eastern provinces, the Khmer Rouge cadres were more moderate and humane. The work hours were generally shorter, the food rations were larger, and the soldiers did not kill the villagers indiscriminately. In Bot Dang, Uncle Hyang's and Uncle Hyang's families were allowed to live together. Though many new people who resettled in their village were taken away and never heard from again, my family's status as base people protected them from the killings. In the Porsat province where we lived, the cadres were among the most brutally insane.
"And your mother?"
Uncle Hyang says, shaking his head.
2 more months. Just 2 more months and she would have made it."
Hearing this, I get up quickly and leave them. I walk to the new town market that has sprung up since the Yuans came. There is no monetary system in place, so rice is used as currency. To go shopping, people bring a bag of rice with them and use it to barter for the items they want. I have no rice with which to buy anything, but still I weave my way around, remembering Phnom Penh. Unlike in Phnom Penh, this market is a gathering in a field. There are no tents selling 8-track tape players, imported vinyl pants or hair coloring cream, nor are there elaborate stalls glistening with dangling gold or silver necklaces and bracelets. Here in Bot Dang's market, long homemade wooden tables display dried fish, slabs of pork, yellow naked chickens, green beans, white corn, red tomatoes, orange mangoes, ripe guava, papayas, and some pre-cooked food.